This is Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Sarah D'Elia. The Double Door Inn has been recognized as one of the oldest blues clubs in the country. The music venue just celebrated its 43rd birthday, but it will sadly be its last. The property has been sold to Central Piedmont Community College. Its last show is Monday night. The Double Door has seen the likes of Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy, and even Eric Clapton. We recently looked back at the history on WFAE Charlotte Talks. The Double Door was more than Charlotte's home for the blues, says community historian Tom Hanchett. He says it also leaves a legacy as an incubator for local talent.
It is one of the kinds of places that you can depend on to be a nexus, to bring people together. To bring audiences and musicians together, but to help musicians find each other. And that is how you create a creative city.
So what do we lose by this closure?
Losing the Double Door is a really tough thing for that whole scene, the people that have depended on it, the people who have come together through it. I don't think it's the end of music in Charlotte by any means. I'm fascinated by the way that new venues keep popping up. Petra's over in Plaza Midwood, really starting to happen now. The whole brewery scene, things we might not have predicted even 5 years ago. I wish the building could survive. I wish the energy that has been there for close to 50 years, I wish that would survive too.
Yeah. Why do you think, I mean, we talk about this building, which has not only music history, but is an older building in Charlotte and will be torn down and repurpose that land. Why does this keep happening to Charlotte? I mean, why are we not valuing these places? Or is this okay? Is this just what happens and we should just accept this?
Combination of all of those things. When the Double Door began in the 1970s, that wasn't anybody's favorite part of town. And that's why the Double Door could begin there. It was an old, well-to-do neighborhood along Elizabeth Avenue that had been rezoned for apartments and offices and all sorts of stuff. And Independence Boulevard had cut through and nobody wanted to live there anymore. And frankly, there wasn't that much demand for the offices and apartments and things like that. And so you could move into a place like that old house with the slate roof. That was rich person's house once upon the day, not top of the economic ladder, but it wasn't popular anymore. And that's where creativity happens. It happens in old buildings that aren't deemed historic, that aren't fixed up, but are in the process of being thrown out. Somebody picks them up and says, hey, I can do something cool there. That history is, you know, it was part of what that part of town was at that point in time. Today, because Charlotte has more than tripled in population since the 1970s, folks are moving here. The demand for real estate close to center cities is popping in every American city. Every American city is losing those venues that came into being a couple of generations ago when nobody wanted that area. I'm curious where the next set of venues will happen. One thing that cities are about is change. Cities have always been about change, and the creative people are the folks who figure out how to find a little wave in that change and ride that wave for a while. And that's what the Double Door has done.
You mentioned that in the 70s when the Double Door opened, this was an area of town that not a lot of people wanted to go to, and it was probably a good investment at the time. It was cheaper to invest out there. But was there something in Charlotte's climate that, like, was begging for another music venue? I mean, were people itching for that?
I don't think people knew that they wanted it until an unexpected chain of events happened. One was that Nick Harris decided that he would try having a bar and restaurant. It was mostly a restaurant originally, close to this new community college thing. You know, would students come over there? It wasn't really clear. And he wasn't planning on music. He wasn't planning on blues music. There was a young performer named Wayne Erbson, who is now up in Asheville and has become a really important part of the folk music scene nationally. Wayne Erbson walked in one day and said, I'd like to, you know, have an open mic, have a jam session. Do you mind if we have some music at your restaurant? And Nick Kara said, well, give it a try. And from that beginning as a folk music venue put together by one young, creative, weird guy, it began to catch on. And what was remarkable was that Nick Karras didn't give up. It is hard work running a venue. And it's hard work figuring out what an audience wants enough to pay for it. And Nick kept at it. And that is really the story of the Double Door.
Right on.
That's historian Tom Hanchett discussing the legacy of the Double Door Inn on a recent edition of Charlotte Talks. You can hear the entire show on our website, WFAE.org, which also included Double Door owner Nick Karras, photographer Daniel Costin, and local musician Bill Noonan.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
This is Morning Edition on WFAE. Nothing.